The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my usual cast of characters. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. There is a lot of things going on in the sports world. I'm glad we got Fred Wallen, to be honest with you, because in L.A., DeAndre Jordan is back. I'm kind of wondering what the perspective there is on a guy that does that kind of thing in Los Angeles. Probably happy because he's coming back to you, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of things. This Jordan Spieth guy, unbelievable how dominant he's been. Wanting to get into that a little bit. Want to get into a lot of things with you guys. Some baseball, some maybe even some more tennis stuff. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Very warm in Southern California, and I know you guys are in Arizona, so I shouldn't be saying these things, but I can't take this heat. So I could never move to Arizona.
Hey, we love the heat. We all got to deal with it. It is what it is. We know what this animal's all about. But anyways, we're just getting warmed up. We'll be back in just a flash. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Fred Wallen. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I, Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and check us out here, Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, of course, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, Jeff and I have been talking a lot about the DeAndre Jordan thing. We broke it down about Serena and her dominance, how impressive that is. Roger Federer as well, as you know, they're both in their 30s playing very good tennis, to be honest with you. Very good, a very high level, and winning. And being very productive late in their careers and whatnot. But I want to get your perspective first and foremost on this DeAndre Jordan deal. Tells the Mavericks he's verbally committing to them. Obviously, we all know what took place. Goes back to the Clippers. He even winds up getting a little bit more money with incentives and whatnot. But at the end of the day, deceives the Mavericks, makes the best basketball decision, as we all know. But what's the feeling there in Los Angeles?
Well, I don't know what the feeling in Los Angeles, but my feeling is it's the NBA's own fault. If you didn't have to wait a week to sign the contract, Mark Cuban would be having dinner with DeAndre Jordan last week. And can you turn down Mark Cuban? Can anybody turn down Mark Cuban? He'd have signed right there. The NBA's got this ridiculous rule that you have to wait until July 8th or July 9th or a week after free agency opens. And so, obviously, players, he's 26 years of age, just a kid, you go back and forth. I mean, you've got your teammates now saying, come on aboard, come on back with us, things like that. So, obviously, the best thing would have been him to call directly to Mark Cuban and tell him. He didn't do that. It takes a lot of guts to do that, and most kids do not have those kind of guts. But I think if the rule was changed in the NBA where you can sign on the spot, we wouldn't be talking about this. Now, this has happened before, Andy. This has happened before, Jeff. But I'm not sure how many times it's happened to max-type players. So I think people are – this is sticking out because there's a max player. And what's happened, as you said, was when you find out in the last minute, Dallas, of course, was screwed. But if the rule was changed, I don't even know where they came up with this rule. Why can't you just sign when you meet with somebody? Why do you have to wait a week? If you don't wait the week, you sign immediately. And we're not talking about this.
We need to protect the players from themselves. I think that this moratorium exists to give the players a cool down period to not make an emotional decision. And you know what happens anyway? Everybody tells Mark Stein and Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo that that their players are going to sign with the guy that they met at 12:05 in the first minute, minutes and hours of free agency. So I think that it's not that. It's not just the players, it's the agents too. But, the players ultimately decide where they want to go if there are options. And I think that they could be wooed by a dinner. They could be, because the idea with free agency, correct me if I'm wrong, is when you meet with the player, the idea is to get them to sign on the dotted line or, in the NBA's case, agree to terms before they go on their next visit. So there's not a next visit. Kevin Love re-signed with the Cavaliers without meeting with the Lakers. But, you know, it sounds like rumors of that were mostly conjecture, and there wasn't really any substance to it. But, you know, to give these players a week, it allows them to weigh their options. I think it's completely fair, and I kind of like the system the way that it is.
I think I agree with Fred. I think the system is terrible, man. I think it's awful to be able to go out there and deceive a team, make them think they got something when they don't have it. That's wrong, man. You know,
why do you have to trick a player into signing you with you? Why, you know, if he wants to sign with you, he should want to sign with you a week later. He should be able to take all his meetings and, you know, geography and scheduling and logistics shouldn't influence whether a player makes the biggest decision of his life. You know, a lot of these guys only get, you know, and I'm not just talking about the max guys, but a lot of these players know that there is one contract that's going to take care of them for life. And they have to make an informed, you know, serious decision. They know that they're going to get paid, but what's best for them in their career beyond money? You know, sometimes it doesn't go beyond money, but I really think that this is a favor to the players to give them the opportunity to not make a rash decision.
Agree 100%. And you know what? We live in a world again, man, where it's forgive and forget and whatnot. And ultimately, man, it's one of those deals where what he did was deceive the Dallas Mavericks into thinking they had gotten something. And then the Clippers, knowing that they have an opportunity to go back and make a fight in this whole thing, they did so. And, you know, look, it is what it is, man. I'm just trying to say, in a sense of loyalty, being able to trust somebody. Look, the Clippers got to feel great, okay? The Mavericks, though, on the other hand, are saying to themselves, we just went out, we made a big attempt for somebody, and he told us he's coming, but there's rumors, there's word that he's going to be able to change his decision. That just puts them in an awful position. And then, you know, Cuban, I think, handled it wrong too. You don't come out and say you're going to tank and this and that and the other. And again, we've talked about this a little bit before. The big loser in this whole deal, Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, the guy deserves more late in his career, okay? So DeAndre Jordan made a
fight.
Yeah.
The 2011 championship takes a little bit of the sting off of what happened to Cuban and what happened to Dirk here. They're not trying to they are trying to cram this this last run into the window of Dirk's career, but it's not like they're desperate. You know, they're desperate to get the title, to get Dirk a ring before he goes. Obviously, when you have one, you want one more the next season, and that's understandable. But the Dallas Mavericks are going to get through this. I know that this Jordan situation kind of held the Mavericks hostage, but this is the same thing that LeBron James did to the Cavaliers in 2010, the same thing that he did to the Miami Heat in 2014, kind of held free agency hostage. And it's happened before, you know, obviously, you know, there's more vitriol towards, and deservedly so, towards Jordan for his actions throughout all of this.
Yeah. I mean, again, man, look, it is what it is. At the end of the day, we all feel I probably feel Fred feels the same way as we do. Basketball-wise, made the right decision. DeAndre Jordan is not your guy that can get you 25 points. And I mean, he gets you the 15 rebounds, and he may be able to get you a 25. But he can't shoot free throws. He's not a guy that you're going to go and build around. He's an awesome piece to have on your team, and he fits in so well with what the Clippers are doing that the whole thought of this was somewhat stupid in the first place. However, you thought that a guy was going to go out and try to make a name for himself and do it somewhere else. But that was not to be. He decides to go back and be in a spot where he's very comfortable, number one. But number two, he doesn't have to be the main focus of that offense. And I think when push comes to shove, DeAndre Jordan knows that he is not that guy. And he fits really well with the Los Angeles Clippers and what they're doing. And maybe, you know what, for a brief moment, he left L.A. And he thought, maybe I can be somebody that I really can't be, to be honest with you. And then cooler heads prevailed. He realized he is who he is. He's the third wheel. I'm just being honest with you. He's the third wheel on a team where they have two other guys or three other guys that can literally take over a ball game. Not to say that he can't take over a ball game, but he doesn't take it over in the same way. So the bottom line is this. Great basketball decision by DeAndre Jordan. The Clippers are happy. Doc Rivers is happy. On the other hand, the Dallas Mavericks feel they got screwed, and rightfully so. They should feel they got screwed, because in a weird way, they did. But because of the rule that allows it, well, DeAndre Jordan, it's cool, man. It's kosher. It's fine. Nobody should really be that upset. But we live in a world where winning is everything. And maybe, just maybe, that would have helped the Dallas Mavericks win. We'll be right back. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I in Phoenix, Arizona. Just a quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Fred, real quickly, when's your show that you do again?
Every Friday night, Saturday morning at 10 p.m. with Jerry Burke, Sports Overnight America. It's repeated Saturday night, Sunday mornings also, and love doing it. Andy, I want to bring up something that is not necessarily totally sports, but it is sports for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are calling for a federal investigation into the ridiculous prices and poor service that Americans are getting from cable and internet monopolies. Okay, so here's what we're talking about. If you're a sports fan, you might not want to pay for all the other channels on your cable or satellite service, but you're stuck with it. I just sent a bill, and I like DirecTV. I just sent a bill to them for $187 last week. My point
wait,
is...
Wait. Hold on. Let me get this straight. You just sent them a bill?
Oh, I mean, I sent them the check on for $187.
Oh, okay. You paid them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I do watch the movies. I do watch the other channels. But there's a host of people out there who might just be sports fans. There is no reason that they should have to pay for a lot of the other channels that they'll never watch. There used to be a song when cable first came out. There are 57 channels and nothing to watch. Well, there's now 5,000 channels and nothing to watch. But the point is, there are some people that may only watch 20 or 30 or 40 of the 500 or 5,000 channels they have on their service. Yet they're stuck paying for a lot of things that they'll never watch. And that's, of course, because going back to Bill Clinton, who opened it up, where he's part of this. And so my point is that for a sports fan, if you just like sports, if you want to pay for cable or satellite and just want the sports, maybe your bill should be $50 a month instead of $150 a month. I wonder what people think about that. I mean, I really do. There are too many rules in this country that give everything to the corporations and nothing to the people, nothing to the consumer, nothing to Andy, nothing to Jeff, nothing to Fred. They take, and they don't give. So thank you, Bernie Sanders, who's running for president. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren, who probably is not, but for calling for a federal investigation, because, Andy, this has to end. Jeff, this has to end. We have to have a fair shot here, do we not?
Hey, Jeff, Fred, you know what I want to do? I want to go a la carte. I want to go watch ESPN app, the Fox Sports or the Go app. The Pac-12 network has an iPad app. And you know what? With Chromecast, you send it to your TV. You're dealing with the internet, the internet lag. So you're maybe 30 seconds to a minute behind the actual live action. But if you're watching live, you don't care. I think that you're seeing you've seen HBO do it. You've seen Showtime do it. I wouldn't be surprised to see Food Network, AMC, FX not far behind on all of these things, just to cut the cable companies out of the loop, because these cable companies, they run a hard bargain, and some of these channels aren't. You mentioned your DirecTV. Have you ever seen a glimpse of the Pac-12 network? Now, you might have seen them out and about in a bar, but if you have DirecTV, Pac-12 network's been around for, 3-4 years, and they still haven't struck a deal. So it's just ridiculous, the exclusivity, and that's without even bringing up the Dodgers.
No, I agree. And so, Andy, what do you think? I mean, you watch cable, you watch satellite. Don't you think a la carte or something close to a la carte is the answer? But again, the corporations have so much control because they give money to all these elected officials to get them elected. And then, of course, the elected officials must stick with them because, hey, I picked up $50,000 here or $100,000 here. And so where does it end? And where does the consumer, where is the sports fan get a break? I mean, and what Jeff just said is 100% correct. Now, again, I will say this, though, as far as the Pac-12 and DirecTV. It's the Pac-12's fault. It's not DirecTV's fault because, see, DirecTV carries the SEC network. DirecTV carries the Big Ten network. And they also carry the Mountain West network when there was a Mountain West television network. What the Pac-12 is asking for is a lot more than the Big Ten asked for, a lot more than the SEC asked for, and a lot more than the Mountain West asked for. What they asked for, they want to be on the basic cable. They want to be on the basic channel. The other ones are not. They're on the sports channel. So they're actually, see, in that case, DirecTV is actually being fair to the consumer in that if you want the Big 12, then the Big 10, then you've got to get the sports channel. But the Pac-12 wants to be on the basic channel, meaning everybody would have to pay for it. So in this one case, I think DirecTV is correct, and I think the Pac-12 is greedy. But you see, the Pac-12 has brought in, get this, $23 million to each school over the last year, minus a couple million to Utah for some whatever reason. But the point is about $20 million per school. It's because they're pushing very hard, and DirecTV said no. And in this case, I'm on DirecTV's side. But the point is, usually, the consumer has no shot. And of course, the fight between the Pac-12 and DirecTV, the consumer has no shot. He wants to switch. He goes to somewhere else, and somewhere else doesn't have something else that you want. So it's almost beyond belief. And Jeff's point is well taken. I mean, I can get the Pac-12 on the iPhone, and I could send it to the TV. But as you said, it's on 30 seconds or a minute delay. But you know, it's better than nothing. But the point is, the sports fan is being taken advantage of, and nobody's doing anything about it. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren.
Well, and not only that, let's just take a little step further here. And there's just certain services, like for instance, the NFL package. That's only available on DirecTV. We can't watch it if you have Cox Cable.
Right.
Look, so exclusivity is such at a, such a premium that's the question is, should it be so exclusive? You know, why not just open it up for everybody to have the same opportunities?
Because DirecTV is paying billions and has paid billions for 20 years. That's the reason DirecTV got started so strongly in 1994, is they got the exclusive contract with the National Football League. Your point is well taken. The Congress should rule that that's not that, right.
Exactly.
And that's why Elizabeth Warren's comments is correct. But we have nobody on our side. I mean, we've got these two senators, but there's 98 other ones.
See, but that's my whole point is, like, we spend so much time in this country just worrying about the wrong things. Not that this is that huge of a thing to worry about, but we're always talking about equality and everybody having the same rights. This would fall in those lines.
Oh, 100% correct. The small guy gets no opportunity in this country. And that's what Bernie Sanders probably not going to get the Democratic nomination because Hillary's got Hillary's name and Hillary's got millions of dollars coming in. But I will tell you something. Bernie Sanders stands for something. Everything he says, he's talking about equality. Equality and getting a free education, not just through high school, but through college. Things like that that nobody else is talking about. That's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is talking about this cable situation. He's talking about equality in all areas of life, or as close to that as you can possibly get. And he's also talking about, and as I said, the corporations get all these breaks and tax breaks that middle class people do not get. So, yes, I mean, it's everything, but this is part of it, again, because, I mean, why should somebody have to pay an extra $100 to Cox Cable or to Time Warner Cable or to any of them if they don't watch the other channels? If somebody was from Mars looking down, wouldn't the person from Mars be laughing? You're paying for something that you don't watch?
Yeah. No, I hear you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, you go to a restaurant. Let's just say you go to a fast food restaurant. You know, they're going to charge you a premium for the hamburger if you don't get the 50-cent food cost worth of fries and the 12-cent fountain drink. They want to sell you all that. So what you have these networks doing is, you know, ESPN or the SEC network isn't just the SEC network. It's part of the ESPN family. The Big Ten network, it's got the attachment to Fox. The Mountain, when it existed, was attached to CBS Sports. So they want to push all these things. Now, I'm going to tell you, even as a big a football fan as I am, I don't want to watch Arkansas play Missouri when both teams have a losing record. I don't seek that game out. I'm sure ditto for fans in the South that don't want to watch Iowa play Indiana on the Big Ten Network. But they get away with it because they bundle everything together. I know that the cable companies give you a deal, on your internet if you get the TV package, and now they're attaching home security systems to it. So it's the same thing. I mean, it's just a lot of conglomerates like Viacom and Disney, and they're pushing all these channels. Like, now, if I'm a sports fan, I have to pay for ABC Family because I want to get ESPN2, ESPN News, and maybe the SEC Network. So it's not fair, but you know, the whole system is broken. The whole model is broken, and maybe the Honorable Mr. Sanders out of Vermont can take care of that.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. Roger Federer just goes down to Novak Djokovic, 4 sets. Djokovic just too good, to be honest with you. Federer, very impressive run here at Wimbledon. Did a great job. Some of the best tennis I've seen him play in a long, long time, to be quite honest with you. But this Novak Djokovic guy is just flat out incredible. The best all-around player right now in the game. And we haven't really mentioned it either, but what Serena did, very, very impressive. I can only say that I think she is truly the greatest woman of all time. We have not seen power, precision, accuracy. She is just heads and tails above the rest. The competition has no chance against her. It's unbelievable. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Caller, we'll get to you too. Keep it close.
Whatever you do, remember to keep it on the level. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about how important it is to start out on an even plane for flawless flooring right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Many homeowners are tackling do-it-yourself flooring these days, and one of the most popular options is a ceramic or porcelain tile. But if your home is on a slab and you discover indentations in the concrete, it's important that you take steps to create a smooth and level surface before the first piece of flooring goes down. Otherwise, you'll wind up with an uneven finished floor, as well as a possibility of unsightly cracks developing. A 6-foot level is a great tool to find low spots in the slab, and once identified, you need to get rid of them. The easiest way to do that is to use a self-leveling compound, which is a masonry powder mixed with water that you pour into the low spots to quickly fill in any indentation. Once dry, you'll have a level slab ready for your new flooring. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Martin Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. Lots. We haven't even talked about baseball. Andrew McCutchen just ripping it up. Harper Wright really ripping it up. And our guy right here in Phoenix, Arizona, Paul Goldschmidt, really ripping things up. So there's a ton of things to talk about. We all know that.
Hey, Dorf, let me give some love to the Arizona State product, Jason Kipnis. Terry, you know, I'm a Cleveland fan, but he's having a monumental season in Cleveland, but batting right around 340, leading most second basemen in the American League in almost all offensive categories, or at least he's in the top two or three. So he's tearing it up, too.
Absolutely, man. Just a lot of good stuff going on in the sports world right now. And then, you know, there's always going to be some bad stuff going on, too. We can't sugarcoat it all the time for you. But a lot of good things happening. Like Jeff said earlier, we had the Triple Crown winner. We've got Serena with all four Grand Slams. You know, this could be a very interesting year. We got Jordan Spieth with the first two for the majors of golf. And speak about that kid's dominance. Just ridiculous right now. I think, you know, we've been talking about it for a while. He's like the next Tiger Woods, and it's here. It's happening. It's right in front of our eyes at this point. I know we got a caller, so let's jump out to the phones real quickly. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today, man? You got Fred, you got Dorf, you got Jeff Rich. What's up?
Hey, seeing Goldie crushing things. He's the only player in baseball in the top 10 of all offensive categories.
Yeah, no, the dude's amazing.
Stolen bases, top 10 batting average, top 8, 10 on-base percentage. Pretty much a beast. Golden Glover, the guy should be in the MVP talk. If he's not, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
he should have got it 2 years ago. The only reason he didn't is because the Pirates made the playoffs that year and we were 500. But on another note, the Rattlers are now 12-2. Favela, a little shaky, two picks, but our defense, very solid. Forced fumble, McAdoo picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown. AJ Cruz looking great on solid teams there. Serena Williams, 21 Grand Slams, her second calendar slam in her career, and she's now 21-4 in Grand Slam finals. You got Federer, 17-9 now in Grand Slam finals. Djokovic, now 9-8 in Grand Slam finals. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things happening, and I mean, just real quickly, Serena, I mean, in a few words, how dominant is she, how impressive is she, and where do you put her in the history of the women's game?
I'd say she's one Grand Slam behind Steffi Graf, but you could argue women's tennis is deeper now than it was then. Technology, better rackets, more power, better precision. The girls are much bigger now, too. Back then, they're 5'5", 5'4". Now you got every Maria, 6 feet, Azarenka, 6 feet, Venus, 6 feet. They're all just gargantuous giant people nowadays. Same with the men. You got 6'5", 6'6" men now. So,
Serena, no, I agree.
I think she is much better than Graf. I wouldn't say much better because Graf beat her in Indian Wells in 2001.
Hey, Chris, Dorf, let me throw out a generic tennis question. What's a better equalizer, grass or clay?
Great question. I would personally say I would say the clay, but go ahead, Chris. What do you think?
I like clay because I can throw junk on the ball. I normally wouldn't throw junk on it, and then that messes with people and takes them out of their rhythm. So
I mean, look, I've played on both, obviously. Grass is really about the serve, because when you can serve really well on grass, you can really, really dominate. Clay, you know what? The ball is going to bounce funky no matter what. You kind of already know that going into it. So I think you're more ready for the weird bounces and whatnot on the grass versus the clay. You know what's going to happen on clay. Grass, a little bit more unpredictable. But so I would say neutralizing, you know, to make it that way, I would have to lean toward the clay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. My question for you, too, I need some expert opinions. Do the D-backs finish 500 or not? It's like we got to 500 for the first time 3 days ago since April 24th. Then we lose two games, and it seems like we do this all year. We flirt with 500, then we lose four, then we win four, then we lose four. Are we going to be a 500 team? Or are we going to be worse? Are we going to be better?
I think they can get there. I think they can get there. I'm not sure that they should. I think that there's some pieces they need to move, like Brad Ziegler, which is going to weaken their bullpen. I think that they're going to make some trades for the future this month. And you know, and they're going to come out on the other side okay, but I don't know if it equals 81 and 81 in 2015.
I think it's interesting and funny that we're even talking about 500. I mean, look, the bottom line is they're overachieving no matter what. Okay, at this point, you know, we knew what they were going to do, or at least what they had set out to do early on, and they're competing. I think that there's not enough to be said about the way that they just handle their business, guys. This is a team that doesn't quit. I watch them a lot. I mean, you know, they're in my backyard. I watch these guys a lot. They play every game till the last out. You know, a lot of times they're down late in ball games. They have to figure it out and come back. This is a team, a bunch of guys that just doesn't quit. So no matter what the results are, whether they win 81, whether they win 85 or 78, whatever it winds up being, I think that the truth is they went out there and they competed and they gave it their all, and nobody thought that they'd be where they are at this point. So to put a winning percentage on them, I think is just not doing it justice, to be honest with you, in this situation.
Yeah.
And you know, let me just add this.
Go ahead, Fred.
It's a very weak division.
Yeah.
So they've got a shot. I mean, to finish 500, because again, it's a very, very weak division. Dodgers don't have really a leadoff guy or a guy who bats second. The Dodgers aren't going to steal 30 bases all year. They've got one of the worst managers in baseball in Mattingly. Andrew Friedman giving away D. Gordon was insanity. So my point is, there's no dominant team. The Giants are getting healthier, but there's no dominant team in the National League West. So based on that, you play each team 19 times. I think they have a shot to get close to the 500 mark. I really do.
Hey, Fred,
go ahead, Jeff.
Padres sellers. Are the Padres going to be sellers in a couple weeks?
Well, then they totally embarrass themselves. Then they totally – well, I mean, think of all the moves they made in the offseason. They totally embarrassed them. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. And so based on that, I would say they're going to hang on for the same reason I just said. It's a very, very weak division. Anything is possible. Matt Kemp is starting to hit. He is only his eighth home run on Saturday, but he'll still end up with about 20. I thought he'd end up with 30, but he's going to have a good second half. That's my gut feeling. So I don't think they're going to be total sellers, because then again – Prowler and the rest of them would look like fools.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And Chris, by the way, thank you for the call. Appreciate you chiming in with us as you do quite often here on the program. Look, the bottom line is I think the Padres are a little bit of a disappointment. You would have thought they'd be competing a little bit better, 10 games out of first place. The Dodgers, as much as you give them a hard time, they're in first place. They got a 4.5-game lead. The Giants have flirted with being decent here and there, but they seem to go back and forth with the way they play. The D-backs are similar. I mean, Chris has got them pretty much pegged. Look, they play well enough to get to that 500. Then they slip up a few games, get below 500. They're battling back and forth. I'm more impressed with what Pittsburgh's doing right now. McCutchen, this kid is unbelievable right now. He's performing at such a high level. And if there is one thing I would say about the MVP race, to me, look, the bottom line is I give it to a team that is winning, or a player on a team that is winning, versus a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks, who, look, Goldie's the best first baseman in all of baseball. Don't get me wrong. But his team is probably not going to go to the postseason. So, to me, what McCutchen is doing at this point, or even Harper for that matter as well, what they're doing is more significant because they're playing for a better team. Fred, Jeff.
No, I agree. I think if it's close, it's close at all. I think you give it to the guy on a winning team. I think most valuable player means most valuable player. Just doesn't mean best player. It means the one that helps your team the most. And, you know, Ernie Banks, of course, got it with the seventh place Cubbies and things like that for 50 years ago. But the point is, usually I would lean always toward the guy who is on the better team, because the reason they're a better team is because you're hitting the walk-off home run like McCutchen and people like that. I can't disagree. Right now for the Dodgers, I don't know. I would say probably Adrian Gonzalez. If you were to say who's the most valuable Dodger, I would say Adrian Gonzalez. He's not going to win most valuable player because McCutchen is far out in front and others, and as you said, Bryce Harper. But the point is, I think you're right. I think it should be the guy on a winning club.
Jeff,
you know, Alex Rodriguez was also a last place MVP when he played for the Rangers, I believe the year was 2003.
Yeah.
It happens. But I want to say, I think that Pittsburgh has made the Central Division very interesting. As it stands right now, three and a half games back, giving serious chase to St. Louis, and the Chicago Cubs are going to find themselves on the outside looking in, which a lot of people expected. But I thought they had an early surge, but Pittsburgh came back to life, and St. Louis is what they are.
Well, but with that being said, look, the Cubs are definitely going to be playing for that second wild card. If Pittsburgh doesn't get, you know, the first wild card, they'll get the second wild card. And it's going to be a battle. You know, the Giants or the Dodgers, whoever that winds up being, is going to be battling for the wild card. And like we said, it's St. Louis. Look, at the end of the day, we probably all like St. Louis, but Pittsburgh playing phenomenal at this point, definitely pushing them. The Cubs playing okay as well. I mean, they're 6 games over .500. They're definitely in the mix with the Mets and everybody else for that wild card. So don't be surprised if the Central gets two this year. That's really my thought. I think maybe the best baseball in the National League is coming from the Central, to be honest with you. You got two teams that are maybe the best in all of baseball, and then Chicago, you throw them in the mix, they're obviously a lot better than they've been in recent years. So don't be surprised if the Central gets three.
Hey, any thoughts about Max Scherzer starting on Sunday and missing the All-Star game? Do you have a thought one way or the other on that?
Your obligation is to your team. I don't think that there's anything complicated about it. If you know, the Nationals have obviously proceeded with caution, looking back at how they've handled Strasburg over, Steven Strasburg over the years. So I'm not surprised at all. I think it's the right decision. You know, quite frankly, I'd like to see the All-Star game kind of done away with, just because it can ruin you, especially with the home run derby. I'm warning Cubs fans, if Chris Bryant does well in this home run derby, you might have problems in the second half with him.
Yeah, but I mean, interesting. I mean, look, the bottom line is, I agree. Your loyalties are definitely to your team. That's first and foremost. And you know what? In some of these races, they're pretty close right now. So a game here or a game there, Fred, could make a huge difference.
No, I agree. I was just throwing that out because some teams would not throw their all-star hurler, and Matt Williams is. So I agree with the fact that the team is the most important thing. The season is the most important thing. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think they've announced who's going to replace him. Is it Clayton Kershaw? I wonder if he sneaks in to the all-star team right now.
Yeah, that'd be a great choice. Let's face it. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We got one final segment. Little baseball in there. We haven't talked much baseball today, so good to get it in there. And speaking of baseball, Houston Astros only have a half a game lead on those Los Angeles Angels. Anyways, so a lot of good baseball there in L.A. when I think about it. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Final segment, everybody.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for today. And got a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner, Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And also, we are brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, and Fleetwood Mac, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. I want to throw this to both of you guys before we get out of here. The Greg Hardy situation, I know that, Jeff, you have a lot to say about it, so let's start with you first. 10 games reduced to 4. What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous. Fellas, you need to keep your hands to yourselves. This is getting to the point of humiliation for the game. Ray McDonald basically expelled from the game because he can't keep his hands to himself and he doesn't know how to treat women. Greg Hardy gets a slap on the wrist, quite frankly, and it's just unacceptable, and I'm getting really fed up with it, quite frankly. Men, you do not need to touch women.
Fred, Greg Hardy, 10-4, man. It just doesn't make sense to Jeff. Doesn't make sense to me either.
Well, I can't disagree. I mean, the point is almost everything Roger Goodell's done recently and his group around him is incorrect and wrong and almost immoral. So, I mean, yeah, I can't disagree. One, you just keep your hands off anybody, to tell you the
truth.
It makes you
really think, how does Tom Brady not get off too, right?
Well, I think they're going to cut it to 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, you can't give a guy 4 games for playing with deflated footballs when you're doing this nonsense and breaking things down from 10 games to 4 games in this situation. Absolutely ridiculous, absolutely preposterous, makes no sense. This guy thinks he's God. At the end of the day, Fred, he thinks he's God. He does what he wants, whenever he wants, how he wants. They got to get rid of him. At the end of the day, he will not be back. I guarantee it. When his contract's over, he's done. Nobody's going to want this guy. I know he makes a lot of money, but they're going to make a lot of money, whoever's running the NFL. Anyways, we're out of here, everybody. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott. Peace. We'll be back next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.